with Queen Naija, Hate Our Love, featuring Big Sean on that one. And you still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. Now, the festive season is a time to be happy and have fun. However, that doesn't come without its challenges, because even when we're having fun, thinking at ngendeke, we have to go to ujabula kuhlola kukhala. So, ngajabula kakhulu, you must expect to go to icon. Something might go south. So this evening, I'm speaking to spiritual healer, Dr. Amelia, on having fun, but in alignment with your spiritual life to avoid problems. Ungasuqala umnyaka, so uqala umnyaka ngidingi ngase kufanele uyolungisa lokwana lokwa ngoba wena bo ungathi ukuthi uyamosha. So I have her on the line. Good evening, Dr. Amelia.
Good evening, my sister. How are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Good, thanks.
Thank you for availing yourself. I know it's the festive season. It's time for you to enjoy being with your family. But before we also go and enjoy time with our families, I felt let's have this conversation so that we are in alignment with our spiritual guides this festive season.
Yes, yes, my sister.
Now, in spirituality, firstly, is the festive season a time to go on recess where we just don't mind anything that has to do with our spiritual life, or rather a time to pay more attention to our spiritual lives?
You know, taking from a point of spirituality and how things have always happened to us as humans, I believe the festive season turned into being a recess over a long period of time, simply because back in the days, we had fathers having to go away from their families to go and work and only coming back during festive season. And now everybody would just look forward to just, you know, having all the fun in the world. But in actual fact, the festive season is meant for us to reflect on the year that we had, on what went well, what didn't go right, so that we can fix our ways and to also focus more on our spiritual balance and development. And I feel as that in most cases, we don't do that. We go on such a hype and we overly indulge in things that are not in alignment with our spirituality. And we end up either getting injured, injuring other people in the process, or even getting innocent people dying because of us putting ourselves in places we shouldn't be at, because our guardian angels could maybe not be in support of the places that we find ourselves at.
Now, what are some of the mistakes that we make during the festive season that affect us spiritually? You know, for someone who says, hey, I've never really thought about that, to say, I need to know where I need to be and where I shouldn't be according to the angels that I have. So what are some of the mistakes that most people make during the festive season that affect them spiritually leading to their new year?
Yeah. Okay, let me start first with what to pay attention to mostly. To resting, okay, I think I'm repeating it, but pay attention to resting your body, pay attention to spending time with your loved ones, and also pay attention on maximizing your quality connection spiritually. In most cases during the festive season, we go home to our home states, where we have got the opportunity to connect with the natural elements, the water element. You know, we've got mountains, we've got termite heat, we have got the fresh air that is not even polluted. So it's the time to connect more with our inner self. Now, the mistakes that we mostly do during this time of the year is that we overly indulge in food and beverage that interferes with our spiritual balance. Number two, we overshare. We become too excited during this time of the year. We forget to even analyze who is around us. We forget the fact that monitoring spirits are now at this time sent to us through human beings to come and get information from us. And we overly share. We also give people money. We get excited around this time. And when a person says, buy me a cold drink, you pop money straight from your pocket to them, forgetting that money is energy. And when you do that, there are people that are going to ask money from you, not to do anything with it, but to go and block your destiny with it. We also share our beds with people. People just come to visit. We sleep with them in the same bed. We visit people. We sleep with them in their beds. But we forget that energy is everything in this instance as well. And we collect all these negative energies from other people unaware. Another thing is that we have fun, like I mentioned, in places that we are not supposed to go to. And we would even get signals, you know, how spirit works. It would give you signal for anything that you shouldn't do. But we keep forcing matters, and it ends up making us regret at the end.
Now, what are some of the long-term spiritual effects of a festive season gone wrong? If, okay, this has already happened, I didn't know, but what can I expect if something did go wrong in the new year that I might be dealing with as a consequence?
Number one, I would say destiny swapping. This is the time where destinies are swapped. A child has been at university in their second year, and now they know that they're coming back home. It's festive season, and they overshare, they overindulge, and destiny swapping happens. The next year, you find that you realize that, no, there's a personality shift in me, or there's a destiny shift in me. I'm no longer the same. My brain is now porridge brain. I'm no longer functioning like I used to function. This is one of the examples that you would actually get a sensation of to take note that something really did happen during the festive season. Other people are going to lose jobs because of all the mistakes we have mentioned. And other people are going to experience financial blockage whereby money comes in at the end of the month, it just vanishes. You don't know where it went to. You don't see the projects that you have planned on progressing in any way. There is also going to be spiritual blockages. You have been a person that knows that my guardian angels communicate with me through dreams. All of a sudden, dreams are quiet. Your intuition is no longer functioning. You always experience anxiety and stuff like that, as well as injuries. For some people, the injuries are going to be permanent. You're going to end up being crippled. Or for some, it is just going to be illnesses that are going to be long-term that resulted from the mistakes that we made during festive season. And finally, getting other people injured or even dead, which is going to lead us into regrets.
All right. Now, for someone who says, I've never really paid attention, how I feel in certain spaces. So what signs can you look out for if you're not indulging in things that are in alignment with you spiritually? What is it that a person should look out for?
Yeah, like number one, I would say things not going well. This is the overall umbrella. Things not going according to your plan. Once anything doesn't go according to your plan, get back. Leave it alone. Number two, it is food being spilled. Because a lot of people get poisoned through food and beverage during this time. So if anybody hands you food and the food spills, just know that's a sign. If anybody hands you alcohol and it spills, it is a sign. And another thing is having people's energies just change towards you. You had a plan with your cousin, and when you're about to go out, their mood just changes. And you don't get the same vibe from them. It's another indication that your guides are saying, watch out. You don't have to be going, or you don't have to be doing what you are doing. Another one is fatigue. Once you get this wave of fatigue hitting you, where you feel like you can't even get inside that outfit that you had planned to wear for a particular event, let it be. Just don't go. Another one is having your emotions in balance and being unable to control them. All of a sudden, you feel like you want to cry, you feel like you want to scream. You're trying to check what just happened, and there's nothing. It is a sign that you shouldn't be doing what you're about to be doing. I also think that we also need to check synchronicities. If all of a sudden there is, let's say, there's a butterfly that just keeps flying like across from where you are sitting, and it grabs your attention. This is an example of the synchronicities that you need to look out for. If all of a sudden you get a certain angel number repeating itself in front of you over and over, just go into the internet and say angel number and hit or put in the number that you keep seeing. You will get the message from your guardian angels at that moment, and you'll find that they are telling you not to do a certain thing. And your stuff missing. You can actually have your outfit planned, and you are sure that you're going to look hot for this particular event. The next thing, one shoe is missing, you start accusing your cousins and stuff like that. Just know that at this point, your guardian angels are saying, do not do it or do not go. And also anxiety. Having anxiety out of the blues for no reason is another sign that we can look out for.
All right. Now, before the crossover, what is the most important thing to do before you start the new year? For those who say, I got it, I'm going to note all of those things. But also, I know a lot of people have things that they do. Others will pray on the 31st. Others will want to spend the day with family and not leave, just be within the confines of their home. But what can I do to prepare myself for the kind of year that I want in 2025?
Oh, yes, this is a beautiful question. I think number one, we need to reflect on the year that we are just living. You know, it's important to look at the year we had and look at the things that went right. What did I do for me to achieve what I have achieved, and what is it that I can implement again in the new plan? What did not go right, and how did I contribute towards whatever it is that didn't go right? Because we mostly want to blame the external factors, like other people, if things didn't go right, but we forget to check how we contributed towards things not going right for us. And then you reflect, and the next thing is to introspect, to check within yourself and check, how did you go against your own will? Or how did you be the one that became a blockage for your own self throughout the year? How did you limit yourself? After that, then, once you put down the things that you want to change in the next year, I suggest that you put a vision board in place. But your vision board needs to be very specific, very specific. You want to buy a car. What car? BMW. What color? Red. Which model? 3 series. Which year? 2040. Do you understand? Mm. And go find a picture that suits exactly what you want to achieve. Do not forget to put the time frame through which you want to achieve this item. Make sure that your vision board covers the following. It has to cover your health. It has to cover your finances. It has to cover your spirituality. These are the main things, spirituality. It has to cover your family. It has to cover your prosperity, meaning your growth and your progress. These are the ones that I can think out of my head right now, the 5 ones. Health, finances, spirituality, family, prosperity, right? Mm-hmm. And put time frames onto them to say, by this time, I must have achieved this. But putting it on a vision board with a time frame is not only going to make it happen just like that. It means you need to also have an action plan for execution to say, if I want to achieve that BMW at this time of the year, how much, this has been realistic now, how much do I need to have? With my salary, how come is it that I never managed to buy it in the past 3 years? So what do I need to do differently? What other stream of income do I add? Or how do I tweak my finances so that I can achieve this particular goal? It can be anything from material stuff to traveling to spiritual growth to being in a good health. Anything that is important for you, you need to be able to introspect, to plan ahead on a vision board, to have an execution plan. And now come to affirmations. What are affirmations? Affirmations are the self-positive talks. So when you speak positively to yourself each and every morning and every evening, so if you speak positively to yourself, the first thing when you wake up, something like when you say, I am healthy, you are calling that from the universe into your physical experiences. And your affirmations are not going to work based on how loud you say them, okay? They are going to work based on how consistent you are in saying them, as well as how do you stick on saying them each and every day and sticking to the agreement that you have with yourself. So if you decide, I'm going to affirm to my health every morning before I take a bath, you do it daily because you have agreed with your higher self on how you're going to do it. And I will also say, before you pray for the coming new year, meditate before that 12 o'clock. Set time apart. I know it's noisy. There is crickets all over. But find your quiet space whereby you listen to your intuition. You listen to God and your guardian angels. You listen to your higher self. And take note of those downloads that you received in your intuition during this meditation. So that when you pray towards what you received in your meditation. And again, towards what plans you have for the year ahead.
All right. No, I Sivile, and I am definitely already on it. As you were speaking, I was already saying it to myself. I will not conceive in 2025.
Okay, let's say.
I'm kidding.
Okay, another thing on affirmations, ne, do not use the word not. Ne.
Okay.
Do not disagree in the statement. So do not say, I'm also using the not. Avoid saying, I will not be broke. Speak what you want to achieve into reality. So say, I am financially balanced, you know. Money attracts me. I'm a money magnet. Instead of saying, I will not. Because the universe does not take note of that not. It is just going to give the statement to you in your experience.
All right. Because of time, I'm going to have to cut you right there. But thank you very much. That was very insightful. I feel we are certainly prepared for this festive season. Please do enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you so much, sir.
Nguvakele, that was Dr. Amelia, preparing us for being in alignment with our spiritual guides and our spirituality during the festive season. So ungadikhohlwa, know who you are, because if you don't know who you are, you will be stuck in life. It's Pro Kid. Ungapheli umoya. Graz FM.